Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca. I'm the host of this podcast. And today I am joined by two very special guests. Brady.
Hi guys, it's an honor to be here.
It truly is. Also, before...
get off your phone. Oh, I thought Maddie was on her phone.
I'm not rude.
I was like, Maddie, get off your phone. This is serious.
Before you guys hate me, just know the quality of the audio is not going to be as good because we're doing it on my phone because I was not about to fly across the country with my Yeti microphone in my luggage that was already overweight.
Your what?
My Yeti mic.
What the heck?
What do you know about podcasting?
I have no idea, bro. I'm like the worst with social media.
It's my podcast.
Everyone knows.
Is it like this bit? Is it because it's
also,
like...
can I preface before we start that I do talk over people, so I don't want to be canceled. I didn't sign up for this.
Do you guys remember when
I do talk over people.
We talked over Maddie in the car and all the comments were like, oh my God, the poor girl in the back.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Well, make sure you guys are following me on all my other social media. It's always linked down below in the description of this podcast episode. But today, we're going to be doing Would You Rather. I mean, no, we're not.
That's not what we're doing.
We're going to be doing Who's Most Likely To. And I asked you guys on Instagram to send in...
I didn't even know what we were doing, if I was being honest.
You are a working girl. A working girl. Anyways.
I wonder if they can hear your laundry.
Probably. And you can hear it in literally all of my podcasts ever. So, they're used to the laundry. But, I'm like, ooh, what's in Bree's camera roll? Let's see.
Let's take a peek.
I'm like, guys, don't expose me.
We should have done this on a day where we, like, just, like, before we decided we don't drink anymore. And taken a shot every time, or, like, a drink every time it was, like, we get chosen as the person.
Yeah, we should have. That's so really very unfortunate because we're not doing that. Because
we're not doing that. We decided we're not actually, we don't actually go out ever.
We actually don't drink, but we did have, like, wine.
We did have wine, but I'm not drunk.
Sophia.
Okay.
Okay.
Like,
you guys,
is that going to be cut?
No. Are you guys ready?
No, mama.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Guys, I'm ready.
I'm like,
don't fall for the trap, Maddie.
What trap?
Sophia's gonna bleep out her speech. Like, this is gonna be Maddie and baby voice the whole time.
Can you imagine? Okay.
Okay.
Who's most likely to get arrested for something they didn't do?
Wait, this is hard.
I feel like
they didn't do.
Low key me. Like, if it was for something they did do, it'd be Maddie. But
yeah,
because it's something they didn't do.
It would be you because you would, like, someone would be like, did you do this? And you'd be like, yeah. And you come up with some, like, elaborate lie that you didn't have to lie about.
Yeah,
I was gonna come up with the easiest answer, you, just because you have, like, the most following.
You think they're gonna frame me?
Yes, maybe. You don't know.
Low key,
you'd never
don't get any ideas,
but, like, out of us three, probably you.
Yeah, realistically, yeah,
yeah, realistically, yes,
yeah. You're onto something. But Brie would, like...
get anxious and I accidentally tell a fake lie.
Yeah, you would lie.
I'm not a liar, guys. I promise.
Brie lies. Okay. Who's most likely to date their friend's ex?
Date their friends.
Okay.
Feel like me?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll end it there.
What?
Not the podcast, just the questions I don't.
the podcast too,
just for.
Yeah, I feel like it would be me. Obviously, if I was single.
Yeah. We love you, Anna.
Okay. Yeah, that was
she
pretty.
Just, I feel so bad. She just got like 9,000 wackadoo pictures of us.
Oh my God! Yeah, guys, we were like just on one at the restaurant,
to say the least,
and in the car and. We were, like, you know those, like, try not to cringe videos? Like, that's what we were doing, but just sending pictures to Anna. So we were like,
No, no, you don't need to do it again.
She's trying to frame Maddie again.
I'm like, Maddie, show us what you did.
You're like, you do it, you cut, and then it just be like,
you're like,
Enough.
Why is your phone turn off so quick? Okay. Who's most likely to sit? Like,
I'm like spinning over here.
I just spit on you guys.
Let me see. Okay. Who's most likely to send an hour long voice recording?
I think it's between two people.
It's definitely you.
No.
She's like,
no, but I think it's both of us. We both ramble.
Yeah.
But there's some from you that I always, my phone shuts off and I have to keep clicking the damn thing. I have to restart it. Like,
no, oh my God. You don't have to do that. Bree. You can click on it and like it opens up like a video and you can drag it.
Good to know. The more you know, guys.
You know how many times I've restarted your voice recordings? I'm
going to listen to this on my way to work.
Maddie gets
halfway through pissed
at me.
Halfway through and it turns off. Halfway through and it turns off. Then I get so mad. I'm like, I'm not fucking listening to it right now. And then, and then I have to listen.
I listen every time. But she gets so pissed at me. We're in the car together and we open your thing and I accidentally let it shut off like 58 times. She's like, hold the fucking screen.
You guys are like memorizing it at this point. You're like,
if you get that happened, dude, and that happened.
You know what's so funny? It pisses me off that I like have to sit there. I'm like, I need to finish.
You literally can click on it, hold it down, it brings it up.
I didn't know that.
Now
so
you know.
All this time I've been just memorizing your stories.
At least you guys know me. You know my story.
Yes. I memorize them.
Thank you. Who's most likely to be late to a party that they planned?
Bri.
No.
I think it's you.
Chronically me, on time.
It's Maddie.
100%. You'd be like, hey, you didn't even have to do makeup, but like my hair doesn't look good, Bri. Like, put my hair in a bun.
You would be in the other room doing last minute changes to your outfit.
Because you don't do makeup. Like, we're the hours early taking photos and videos. Maddie's like, I don't even know how to do my hair, Bri, come do it for me.
And like,
I'm too busy getting ready, so I can't do her hair until I'm done.
And Maddie was the last one finished getting ready on Halloween.
Yeah, too.
I started at like.
She literally didn't get a costume, guys.
No, she didn't get a costume.
So, yeah.
Damn.
Maddie was gonna be.
Like, this is the fucking.
Shit on Maddie's show.
Hate Maddie Club. Like, no, I HMC.
Love you. We love you, Maddie.
Freak.
Okay, Maddie, how do you think you would have posed if you were a Bratz doll with us on Halloween?
Why don't you show us?
I have no idea. I can't do the pictures, bro. I just can't do it. I'm just not
photogenic. We were mean.
We were being really mean.
Meme.
Have I ever explained the Sim meme NPC thing?
Probably.
Should I explain it again?
Yeah, because I don't know if the podcast knows.
Okay, so. There's a really good way of like just explaining people that I use. I came up with this scale. So there's Sims, there's memes, and there's NPCs. So Sims are like the good people in your life. They're people that you can understand their emotions, you can read them. They're very real. Like, it's like they're wearing their little Sim thing at the top of their head. You can see if they're green, yellow, or red. Like, you know what they're thinking, you know what they're doing, you keep track of them, they're open with you. Okay, that's a Sim. You like Sims. And there's memes. And memes aren't necessarily a bad thing. Like, you can be a Sim and a meme. Like, you can be just kind of like a character. Like, this person does the weirdest, wackest shit. But, like, I love them. And, like, they're definitely a real person. So, they're like they're a Sim meme. But then there's meme, like, just purebred meme, kind of leaning towards NPC, which is sort of like, you can't really tell if they're a real person and you can't really read them, but like they're not fully like NPC. They're just sort of like, you can't really get a grasp on them. And they do things that you're like, I don't understand how you could even think about doing that or whatever. And then there's NPCs, and NPCs are the people in your life who are like no longer, or like, did you really dirty, or just like lost your respect, or are just like so beyond not real people.
Like out of pocket.
Like just so out of pocket. Like, or they just like, they do something horrible or something, or just like, just the worst people in your life that really did you dirty are NPCs. So everyone you meet ever is one of those three. I guess technically four.
Main characters, like
Main character is a sim.
Yeah, but I feel like main character is above sim. Like, I wouldn't call you a sim. I'd call you a main character. Like, you guys are main characters.
See, I don't say main character, though. You would just be a sim. Like, sims are the main characters for me.
Okay.
And, like, if you're, like...
So I'm a sim to you.
You're a sim to me. For sure. But since I don't know Lola very well, one of Bree's friends, she's still in meme. I don't know her well enough to call her sim.
Yeah.
So she's sort of... But she's, like, sim meme. Because I like her and I can read her, but she's meme. But, anyways, that's how I... That's how I,
shout out Lola.
Judge everyone. I judge everyone.
Yeah, that is it.
There's no way you don't cut these.
Okay, who's most likely to get away with murder?
I don't know, honestly. I feel like you.
Okay, how would I kill someone?
Oh, was that part of the question or you just asked?
I'm like, yeah, it was definitely part of the question.
You would poison, you would literally fucking just
insult. Bacow.
You'd be like, bacow, insulin.
See you in the corner.
Good night.
Yikes.
Yeah, I would just, yeah, just.
Yep. Next.
Next. You would not get but away with that, though. I think, yeah, I wouldn't. They'd be like, they died of low blood sugar and they were in contact with the diabetic girl.
Yeah.
It would. I wouldn't get away with it.
You wouldn't, that's not how you would kill them, though.
Or is it? No, I think Maddie would get away with it. You'd, like, hire someone.
Or she would just do the dirty work herself, and she's so away from her phone. This girl, like, you wouldn't even have your phone on you. They couldn't track you.
Oh, yeah, your phone would be here. You'd be there.
Yeah.
Why, because I don't carry my phone or something?
I don't know.
Actually, but you never, you, like, you'll be like, I don't know where my phone is, and you drive away. Like, we'll be in public, and you're like, I think I might have left my phone at the mall. Drives away.
But okay. And then you're like, maybe you should check the bag before like, we get all the way home and have to turn around.
You're like, no.
Okay. Okay. It's fine. Anyway.
Next one. Who's most likely to...
We have not, like, definitely, like...
Oh, have we not?
Any of the questions.
My answer is Maddie.
Okay.
Mine too.
Yeah, I would say so. Just because, like, Maddie is, like... I don't know. Maybe Maddie. Maybe Maddie, because you have way too many people on you. Like, too many people would... Like, you have more...
More eyes on you.
More eyes, more cameras. Maddie's, like, low-key by herself. And she wakes up at, like, the ass crack.
You do, and it wouldn't be suspicious.
She wakes up at 4 a.m. for work. Yes. It would be so normal that she's leaving the house that early.
Oh, my God, you murdered someone.
So it is you. Maddie's the culprit.
Maddie's being so meme next to me right now. Okay, next, okay.
I can't do this shit.
Listen...
Guys, this is what I deal with, and I get made fun of all the time because I'm an outcast. You.
I'm wheezing right now.
Maddie, there's no way.
Next fucking question.
Next question is. Please. Who's most likely to get hit on by a man?
Maddie. Surprisingly, every guy.
Surprisingly.
Not surprisingly, she's so
hot. My own like, Maddie girlfriend.
Maddie is so hot, but she's more masculine presenting than any of us. Not even that she's masculine.
Is this okay, Soph, in your thing?
She wants to promise.
What?
To get cookies.
I'm wheezing, stop.
That's yeah. It's allowed, Maddie.
Am I like, not? I'm getting paid to do this.
Not that you have to look a certain way to be gay, but Maddie looks the most gay out of all of us, and all the guys hit on her every time we go out.
Surprisingly.
Like, can I film you? She is hot, though. Extremely hot. Go on.
5:30?
She's framing you, Maddie. Don't fall into it. She's going to cut the person she's making.
Maddie, what happened at 5:30? Come on.
These poor audio listeners, for real.
Okay. Answer's Maddie. Wait, Maddie, what's your answer? Who's most likely to get hit on by a man?
Oh, me?
Yeah. All right, who's...
Tough out here for me.
Maddie's mouth just made the most foul noise. Who's most illegal. Likely?
This is illegal.
Just say, I don't feel anything after taking an edible. Me?
No, definitely so.
Let's just say one time I hung out with this girl, Mary, and
we're witness.
Yes.
Witnesses only, though.
Witnesses only, and me and Mary had a tussle, and Mary really did me dirty, and I was really just seeing myself from up
above. Because she didn't feel it.
Yeah, because I didn't feel it. So
suddenly she really felt it, and that's the end of that story.
Suddenly, and then I didn't hang out with Mary again for an entire year.
Yeah.
So.
Until.
Funny little story happened. Okay. Yeah, definitely me. Who's most likely to get wasted off two shots?
Yes.
I'm definitely a lightweight, guys.
And we could say that because I don't take shots. I don't.
Really?
No.
No, she only makes mixed drinks because she's...
My body, like...
It's like I've seen you take a shot.
Okay, like, probably, but no. But, like, I didn't take a shot all last night.
100% me. I'm the biggest lightweight ever.
Yeah. I mean, me too, but I feel like you are a little more than me.
Maybe. And you, like, take your time.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I don't like the taste of alcohol, so I'm like... And then I'm like... And I don't actually die. Like, I'm, like, pretty...
Because we don't throw up around here.
Yeah, true.
We can't. We aren't allowed.
Not allowed. You'll be cut off. Who's most likely...
Goddamn.
What?
You clicked it, like, so many times.
Who's most likely to make multiple impulse purchases?
Sophia.
Yeah, definitely me.
What? Come on.
Hands down.
What do you mean?
Yeah, me.
You do not leave this shit in.
I will, Maddie.
Okay,
who's most likely to cry on their birthday?
Probably Sophia. Me.
I'm going to say...
Or Maddie.
I'm going to say me.
I think you cried on your birthday last year.
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like, cause someone didn't fucking come.
I know, I was going to ask, that was my follow-up question.
No, it wasn't that. But I was very sad you didn't come.
I know. That's my bad. That's 2 years in a row.
You haven't celebrated a birthday
with you ever. We gotta make the next one. I gotta make the next one good.
Like, we'll work together. Trip on you?
I'm like, yes. Probably, most likely. Okay.
No, I'm gonna be balling next year. Shout out my hairpiece.
If you guys need your hair done, Bree's literally a hairdresser.
Yeah, as of last week, and I am struggling to get clients.
No, so,
you're not. Actually not, but it is really hard when you first start.
You have five people booked already. You just graduated Thursday.
Yeah, true.
What?
Thanks, guys. Hurt me up.
So basically your books are full, but she's taking clients.
Yeah, I am taking clients.
Okay. Who's most likely to... Wait. At @Bree_StrangeLoveCo.
Yep, that's what it is.
What do you want us to shout out for you, Maddie?
That's sweet.
That's it. Nothing.
Live well.
Live well.
No.
No. Care. Live well.
I just don't work.
Cut to the Florida vlog where Maddie's in it once.
And no, literally because she works every day.
She's a hardworking girl.
She works like 50 hours a week. Imagine trying to spend time, some quality time together. Anyway.
Oh, brother.
We love Maddie.
We do.
Most likely to send food back at a restaurant, Brie. Me?
Oh, hell nah.
You're pointing to me?
I would never.
I think either one of you.
I would never.
I would never.
I just wouldn't eat it. I'd be stubborn. I'd be like, num. Then I would
You would. And then I'm like, do you want my food?
Yeah, exactly. Then I'd be like, yep. And
I could totally see you sending it back.
No, I could never. Only because I served. I feel like if I didn't serve, then I wouldn't.
Mm. Okay. Agree to disagree. Most likely to shit their pants.
Me, 1,000
Definitely Brie.
Every time a single ounce of coffee hits my system, to the bathroom.
No, you have no, guys. I can't even make it home, bro. You guys
Maddie gets so pissed at me. I feel like sit on my
I don't get pissed. Car. It's so funny. She gets pissed at me. It's like the second she takes a sip of coffee. We could be like 10, 15 minutes away. We go all the way to Fox Hill, which is like 15 minutes from here. And she's like, I need a shit so bad.
I do. I can't make it in.
And I'm like, Celis okay.
Yeah, Celis is crazy.
I was like, what do you want me to do about it?
My dogs are out.
What? Oh my god, Bree's dogs have been out this whole thing.
No, I think it's only how I like.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, also, Halloween weekend, aka the one
night we went out for 10 minutes, did a number on me. So that's why my voice sounds like this.
Yeah. Guys, Halloween weekend was a flop.
It was a flop. But no, it wasn't because we had a fun time
out. Yeah. We just don't like to go out, actually. And every time we leave the house, we're like, why the fuck did we leave?
Every time.
Every single time.
We were actually there for a total of 10 minutes. We paid the cover fee and everything and then got right out. I did get free ice cream though for my wig. I sold my wig for free ice cream.
I have the funniest. Okay, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see it. Insert photo of Brie and some random man. She went up to some man and asked if he wanted her wig, and he said yes, but he was going to buy her ice cream. So they went into the ice cream shop
together.
And you just see the man with the wig.
That's so funny.
Brie in her Bratz costume.
No, lack thereof.
Lack thereof.
Lack thereof. Starting off strong.
Who's most likely to involve a third in their relationship? Definitely Bratty.
No.
I'm like, I am the third.
Yeah, y'all don't know.
Definitely not me. I'm too insecure.
Reach out
to
DMs.
You're going to get some serious inquiries.
No, I don't think I could. Yeah.
So, Maddie?
No.
Maddie's like, if it's a really nice looking female.
Maddie's like, if it's Fletcher,
if it's Fletcher. I'm like, oh. SZA,
could get it for real.
I was gonna say something. I don't
know. I know what you were gonna say. Don't say it.
What were you gonna say?
No.
You know the two. Who's most likely to chop all their hair off impulsively? That's a hard one.
That's targeted.
That was targeted.
That is targeted.
Definitely happened Brie. Multiple times.
Brie guys. Tonight was like, should I cut my bangs more?
Yeah.
So I do think you should a little bit.
Actually, they're not really bangs anymore. They're more like curtain.
Yeah. We hate curtains.
We got blinds.
No comment.
Who's most likely to get the most wild at the bar? Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
So.
Ha. Yeah, me.
It depends what era we're in of our life, but last year 1,000% Sophia.
I was going through something, but I was fun.
You were a vibe. You're still a vibe.
Thanks.
But like, it was like.
She's like, damn. You're cringe.
No, you're. I prefer you.
Oh, okay.
It was a traumatic year, first of all. Yeah.
A very fun year.
But definitely Sophia has to answer that question.
The Southern Nights has seen the best or worst of me, depending on how you look at it.
Best and worst, I'd say.
Okay. Me. I'm going to give that to me, too.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to puke and rally? Maddie.
Absolutely Maddie.
Okay, I've done it before.
Yeah, I wasn't there, though. Nope. Notice how it happened the one time I wasn't there?
Yep. Good. Nashville, 2022.
Okay, I think I should only get in trouble for missing one of your birthdays because the other one was right after I was diagnosed.
Valid.
Oh, I know.
So I couldn't go to Nashville.
I knew you weren't going to Nashville. Like, Nashville was a stretch.
Yeah.
It was a fun time, though.
And I wish I went.
It was a fun time.
We'll go back?
What? Yeah, we say that, and all there is to do is drink, and none of us like to drink.
True.
Protein muffins.
Three fingers? Okay, who's most likely to become a spy?
Me.
Nah.
You.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, you're more agile than Maddie.
What?
Agile.
No, she's kind of sly.
What are you talking?
Like, I feel
no, like flexible. Maddie couldn't sneak into places.
Oh my god, she's picturing us like actually like rolling underneath laser.
Like, no. Spy. Like a spy, like an all in black.
Agile.
Crawling under.
Agile.
Agile.
She said agile.
I said agile.
What did she say earlier?
Let's not say that.
No, what did she say earlier?
I'm worried.
What was it? Do you remember, Maddie?
Brie has said a lot of things.
I don't remember. She like messed up the lettering of something?
No, that was her.
No, it was you. And then we made fun of you.
Anyway.
Yeah, forget it. All right. I don't like
that. I'm the one that gets bullied.
Okay, this is the last one because I decided against the very last one. This is the very last one I screenshotted, and I decided we're not answering this one.
Yeah, that's bad.
What did you say?
But last one is, who's most likely to forget their phone in the Uber?
I would say Maddie because she doesn't care where her phone is, but also I'm always like, oh, it's in my pocket, and then it's not my pocket, and I'm like, ooh.
See, I would say you
because
of that, but I'm going to go with Maddie because Maddie's – always gets super drunk in the Uber.
Oh, like, every time in the Uber.
Maddie's drunk always hits her, like, really late for some reason. And so we'll all be, like, coming down from our drunk, literally leaving the bar. And Maddie gets in the Uber and is absolutely shit-faced. So every I feel like time. She would...
Like, it hits her so late. I wonder, like, if anyone is really intelligent and understands why that happens, please let us know because I'm curious.
Yes.
No, for real. I'm, like, sober throughout the night and then...
It's like you get in that car and...
I just get
like,
home and I'm...
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That went by quick.
No shot that was long.
26 minutes. It's a short one. Okay, wait. Before we end it, let's all say our favorite memory together.
You go first.
Okay. My favorite memory was in Boston. When we would just, like, go outside and hang out.
That was my... I was going to say that.
Yeah. And then...
The hill.
When we'd come in and... Oh, my God. Look how dirty my feet are. When we'd go to the lobby snack bar. And and then Brie pointed out to how sometimes you can feel the bones in your feet. Mm. And I never forgot that moment. It's, like, a core memory.
Core memory.
That's my favorite memory.
I was going to say, like... Boston in general.
Yeah.
Like the Fletcher concert.
Boston was a vibe, but that also came with the worst memory.
What?
The comedy show.
Oh, no, that's the best memory.
Which stems from the hill.
But the comedy club was funny.
No, it really was. It was traumatic at the same time, though.
Yeah.
But let me see. My favorite memory would probably be...
I think I had a double
Christmas. I really enjoyed Christmas party, too.
Yeah.
That was just, like, a fun group. And, like, also karaoke. Like, Sophia and I, hopefully, you vlog watchers.
Oh, they'll see it.
Don't see it. Is what I was going to say. Gosh. But we did record some karaoke for fun.
We did. It was really fun. And also, guys, Vlogmas watchers, don't worry. We are going to record. I mean, we're going to have another Christmas party.
Hosted by Sophia at Kelsey's.
Yeah, Sophia X, Kelsey Raley, and Carolyn's house. So, what's your favorite? Oh, you said Boston.
Definitely.
All right, y'all. Well,
tatas.
Well, it was about time that you guys finally met Freddy.
Love you guys. Don't leave any hate comments because it will make me cry. That's all I have to say.
That's our little, that can be our thingy.
Okay, yeah, this is our little handshake.
Okay. Thumbnail.
Love you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye, guys.
Make sure you guys follow me on all my other social media, and I will talk to you and see you so super soon in the next episode. Bye.
Love you guys.
Get into it.